The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 18, verses 5 to 8. It is on the page 218 in the New Testament. Allow me to read. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your heads. I am innocent of it. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized. Amen. First of all, I thank the Lord who allowed me to meet fellow believers today in this place. I sincerely thank you, fellow believers, who cared, prayed, and waited for me. And I deeply apologize that my return to preaching was delayed for a month. The reason I was not able to return to preaching on the first Sunday of September as promised is not because cancer has recurred or I went into coma as suggested by some rumors. My promise to return on the first Sunday of September was based on my personal belief that I can return on that week after the surgery. However, in the month of July and August, as we experienced unusually hot summer, I received recommendations from those who fought cancer and the standing committee members. It was a recommendation to postpone the return to preaching on the first Sunday of September because recovery following a cancer surgery is most important because a surgery is not the end of cancer fighting, but is only the beginning. After long thought, following their recommendations, I returned to preaching today. Looking back, I think it was better to follow their recommendation. Nevertheless, I again apologize to fellow believers for taking back the promise to return to preaching on the first Sunday of September. As I told you during the sermon on the second Sunday of May, I was supposed to receive a surgery for prostate cancer at the Korea University Kuro Hospital on June 4th, after I attend retreat in the U.S. and Yanghwa Jin music concert. However, when I returned from the U.S. retreat, Elder Choi Sang-yong told me that a robotic surgery at Korea University A&M Hospital is better in my case. Elder Choi Sang-yong, a professor in surgical department of Korea University Hospital and former chairperson of Korea University Medicine Department, is my brother of faith who advised on my health over past 20 years. According to the advice of Elder Choi, I was admitted to Korea University A&M Hospital on June 14th, and received a robotic surgery from Professor Chun Jun on June 17th. It was a surgery to remove cancer cells in prostate and seminal vesicle prostate and lower part of bladder as cancer from prostate was spread towards bladder. Removed cancer cell was larger than expected, and from clinical point of view, the cancer cell is classified as that of late stage 3 and early stage 4. 8 days after the surgery on June 25th, I began to recover at home and removed the urinal sac a week after being released from hospital. After returning to home from July, every month I had to undergo 3 blood and urine tests. In all 3 tests, the cancer marker in blood was 0.00. Up until now, I am recovering well. However, because the cancer cell removed from my body was quite serious, I am classified as a patient of high risk of recurrence. It means that I am a patient with a high likelihood of cancer recurrence. Therefore, in order to reduce the possibility of cancer recurrence, I started receiving hormone treatment from July 30th. Hormone treatment is a treatment reducing testosterone, which can stimulate growth of prostate cancer cell. Professor Chun Jin, who performed a surgery on me, recommended radiation treatment as well, in order to minimize possibility of recurrence when recovery is progressing well, like my case. Radiation treatment is conducted 5 times a week during 7 to 8 week period, or 9 week for longer treatment. When I go to the hospital on October 22nd, my next follow-up appointment, the date for radiation treatment will be determined. As I have mentioned earlier, cancer surgery is not the end of cancer treatment, but only the beginning of it. It means that a patient of high risk of recurrence, like myself, cannot return to the life before surgery just because a surgery has been performed. Thankfully, the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church has self-regulating system and self-sustainability so that church does not shake due to the absence of the chief pastor. From 2 years after this church has been established, ungrounded criticism by organizations and individuals who felt uncomfortable about our church's presence started. Since then, I believe it is important to strengthen sustainability of our church to prepare for such attack and unexpected passaway of chief pastor. As such, since then, I have stopped attending the standing committee meeting of our church. The standing committee of our church is composed of 44 leaders of volunteer groups and 25 full-time pastors. It is an institution to discuss and implement overall matters of our church, serving the function of church committee and pastor committee in other churches. The organizational constitution of our church states that chief pastor is the head of the standing committee. However, for the past 5 years, the standing committee is operating well, headed by Deacon Jung Chung-gil instead of chief pastor myself and by other committee members. Regarding preaching, we are in the 5th year since Pastor Jung Han-jo has been overseeing all matters regarding the sermon. From last week, external affairs has been handled by Pastor Yoon Sun-jae, and church schools is under the responsibility of Pastor Lee Ge-shim. Each district and department pastors are fully responsible for their respective districts and departments. Therefore, Unlike other churches, our church does not call pastors other than chief pastors as assistant pastors, but a full-time pastor. It is because all of our pastors are serving their respective district or department as main and full-time pastors, not as an assistant pastor. Because our church maintains self-regulating system and self-sustainable ability to withstand any unexpected crisis, the church can overcome well, even in the event of unexpected death of the chief pastor. From now on, after receiving the cancer surgery, I intend to continue to serve the role of good friends so that the standing committee members and pastors of our church can well serve their callings from the Lord under any circumstances. As it was in the past, the most challenging job for me is sermon. Before the cancer surgery, preparing for refining and memorizing sermon in 3 days from Friday to Sunday and delivering it on Sunday was an exhaustive and difficult process. However, unless I stop ministry, unless I forget that sermon is not a word of men but delivering the word of God as a messenger, I will continue to repeat this challenging task. However, whether the cancer recurs or not, for a person who has to live with cancer for his entire life, realistically, undergoing such process every week is not easy. Therefore, from this month, Pastor Jung Hanjo will deliver the sermon on last Sundays of each month. In a month with 5 Sundays, Pastor Jung will be responsible for the last 2 Sundays. Please understand that I am not able to do preaching every Sunday despite that I am a chief pastor. However, as all of our fellow believers have experienced in the past 5 months, I do not doubt that the Lord will provide us with abundant grace through the sermon of Pastor Jung in the last week of every month. I may not need to say this, but Pastor Jung, who has reached the age of 49 this year, has spiritual depth that I, at the age of 65, do not have. For a long time, I believed that Pastor Jung will be used as the instrument of the Lord leading the future of Korean church. Early this year, I started to lead Wednesday Bible study, but stopped it due to cancer surgery. Until my health recovers fully so as to lead Wednesday Bible study, full-time pastors will take turns to lead Wednesday Bible study. There are many overseas Korean churches who wish to take after spirit and ministry principles of our church. Because I cannot accept invitations from all of them, I accept 2 overseas retreat invitations a year in spring and fall on a first-come, first-served basis if the invitation was a meaningful memorial retreat of a church like 15th or 20-year anniversary or a congregational retreat of churches in a city. The schedule for retreat in coming years is already confirmed. After a careful thought after the surgery, I reached to a conclusion that overseas Korean churches are also one of those that our church has to share love and grace of the Lord. So I have to keep the promise. I also seek your understanding in this matter. As stated by Ms. Miura Ayako, a great author of Japan who had to live with the illness for her lifetime, there is a special place of grace that one cannot experience without becoming sick. When you are in sickbed, every day you experience with all your body the grace of God that you cannot think of when in healthy condition. Therefore, there is no place more graceful than sickbed. While being in sickbed, I don't know how much I have been grateful to the Lord who provided me with the grace of being in a sickbed. When I pass away, if the standing committee or full-time pastors of our church did not have sustainability to protect and lead this church, how would I have been in a sickbed even if I had a more severe disease than cancer? However, in the past 5 months, I was able to receive the grace of God being in sickbed that I would not have experienced otherwise, because the standing committee firmly protected church and pastors sincerely carried out their duties. In such sense, I feel equal amount of thankfulness and sorry to our fellow believers. I was admitted to hospital on June 14th, completed necessary checkups, and started fasting from noon of the next day, 15th. Because I needed to get IV injections as soon as fasting started, I took last shower before surgery right after the fasting. And in the early morning of the day of surgery, on 17th, I washed my own face with IV needle in my arm. I entered the operation room on 7:50 a.m. and returned to my hospital bed on 3 p.m. Since then, I had to lie down still and straight, only looking at ceiling. In order to protect the opening from surgery, even a slight movement was not allowed. In order to prevent blood clotting on my legs, which cannot be moved, my wife and my sons had to take turns to massage my legs regularly. However, as time passed, I experienced intolerable pain in lower back, and the pain in my swollen leg was so severe that I wished to remove them. Such pain became more severe at nights that I could not sleep a wink at night. The pain of staying still like a dead person continued for 3.5 days. After 3.5 days passed, I cannot fully express the joy and thrill that I had when, for the first time, I was able to turn my body and stood up. When my wife washed my face and hair with her hands because my upper body was fully covered with needles and tubes. Do you know that it is by grace of God that you can turn your body as you wish at night? Do you know that it is by grace of God that you can wash your face and hair with water every day, even if it is done by other people's hand? Surgery was completed, but I was not able to drink or eat for 4 days because gas did not come out. My hospital room had food and drinks, but for 7 days, starting from 2 days before the surgery, they were not edible objects for me. That we can eat every day and drink when we want is by the grace of God. On the 5th day after surgery, except for an IV needle in my left arm, all of tubes from my upper body have been removed. So I was finally able to brush my teeth, wash my face and hair with my own hands, and walk on the corridor. Do you think that brushing teeth, washing face and hair with your hands, and walking with your feet is only a natural thing? Not at all. Unless God provides grace to you, you cannot walk with your own feet and cannot brush your teeth and wash your face and hair with your hands, even if you are in the washroom. As stated in the beginning, 8 days after the surgery, I was released from hospital with urinal sac. Eight days thereafter, on July 2nd, urinal sac was removed, and I was able to take shower for the first time since the surgery. It was a shower after 17 days since I took shower at the hospital room on June 15th. I realized that everyday shower I did not give much thought about was in fact a watering of God's grace. From June 25th till end of July for 5 weeks, in order to prevent tightening of surgical wounds, I was not allowed to sit down. I had to either lie down or stand day and night. I had to stand to eat 3 meals and go to the toilet in a tilted position lying down. Sitting on a chair whenever I want to, and eating at a dinner table was not something that can be taken for granted. Sitting wherever, whenever I want is only possible only if there is grace of God. After I returned home on June 25th until July 23rd, standing upright or lying down, I read again the history of three states composed of 12 books. I studied about men again through the history of three states on how men are greedy, deceiving, and cruel beings. As you know well, Han Dynasty of China, which continued for 400 years, but went into turbulent state after Yellow Turban Rebellion in 184 AD and Ten Attendants Rebellion, which occurred 5 years thereafter. Han Dynasty was separated and fought over by three countries, Wei State of Kakao and Wu State by Song Quan and Shu State by Liu Bei, but was unified unexpectedly by Sima Yun of Western Jin Dynasty in 280 AD. The history of three states describes wars and battles of people in China during that 100 years period. Each of them had their own justifications, but the basis of it was only one. It was endless greed, ambition, and desire of men. According to history books of China, when Han Dynasty was at its peak, the population of China was 50 million. However, when China was unified after 100 years of wars and battles, and unified again by Western Jin Dynasty, only 10 million were left. During 100 years of war, 40 million people, 80% of its population, has diminished. When you take into account of the number of newborns during that time, during that 100 years of war, more than 40 million had lost their lives from wars and battles. The cause of such cruel killing is greed, ambition, and desire of men. However, the story of in the history of three states is not limited to events occurred in China 1800 years ago. Since the beginning of history and up until now, history of men is the history of three states. Because men have not changed a bit since the fall of Adam and Eve, whatever men do, it is all based on their greed, ambition, or desires. So all history is repetition of killing to fulfill greed of men destined to be dirt in graveyard, the history of three states. History of three states is not only a story of China of 1800 years ago. unification of China by Emperor Jin through massive killing, which occurred 400 years before, and bloodshed in battles between Shang Wu of Chu and Liu Ban of Han, are all part of the story of man's greed in the history of three states. They are in different form and time, but was in essence the history of three states pursuing greed of men. After finishing reading the history of three states, from July 24th to September 29th, I meditated on the life of Christians in the world of history of three states. Then I put together the lecture notes that I shared with you during the class for the beginners, mature believers, and class for the cult through computer while taking enough rest. Because I was not able to sit down before a computer until the end of July, I had to type standing upright, putting my computer on a high desk. In August, I typed while sitting or standing, and only in September, I was able to write sitting down. Since the only way to save oneself in the world where the history of three kingdoms with shallow ending of death repeats continuously is to live as a person with calling for gospel, which saves men eternally. Since the surgery of June 17th, the 4 months of recovery period was a time of grace to study about men again by the history of the three states and newly be reminded of the life and calling for Christians. It was a special grace of the Lord that I would not have had received at the age of 65 if I did not have cancer. Two thousand years ago, when bloody history of three states was being repeated in China, Roman Empire in the opposite part of the world was also a world of the history of three states where people suppress, harm, even kill each other to fulfill their own desires. Like this, although China and Roman Empire was equally a world of history of three states, there was an important difference. Unlike the land of China and Roman Empire, there were people with calling who tried to save and establish the world heading towards graveyard with the message of Jesus Christ. Let's look at testimony in today's text. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. As we examined last time, when Silas and Timothy, who were sent by Paul from Athens to Macedonia for Greek people, went down to Corinth and joined Paul, Paul gained strength from it and devoted himself more on preaching the word of God. And he preached the word of God more clearly to the Jewish people in Corinth. The essence of Paul's preaching was simple and clear. It is Jesus is Christ, that Jesus is the Savior. What would be the meaning of such message 2,000 years ago in Roman Empire, the world operating under the history of three kingdoms? It means that the Roman Empire, Roman Emperor holding the legislative, judicial, and administrative power can never be a savior who can save men from sin. Although man's greed, ambition, and desire can help in momentarily gaining money and fame in the world of history of three states, it can never save man from death, destined to graveyard. Only Jesus of Nazareth, who died on the cross to pay the sin debts of men as sacrifice and resurrected, breaking the dead, is the Christ, Messiah, a Savior who can save men from the yoke of death. The reason that Paul can confidently testify as such was because he himself was saved from the trap of desire, sin, and death by Jesus. The return of Paul preaching out loud that Jesus is Christ was not wealth or glory. I stated to you last time, the return was severe suffering and persecution. However, Paul did not give up. It is because he was a person of calling who learned that living as a witness of Jesus Christ, who is the gospel in this world of the history of three states, is the only way to save himself and the world. Through such Paul, it was only natural that the life of Jesus Christ penetrated in Roman empires, that its history has been reestablished, and Paul is living as an eternal disciple. It is because Jesus is, as believed by Paul, eternal living Christ. The world we are living in is still the world operating as the history of three states. Everybody dreams of becoming Cao Cao, Liu Bei, Sun Quan, or Roman Emperor, that we repeat the life of hurting each other and suppress and ignore others' dignity, rights, and possessions, or even their very existence. In this foolish world of the history of three states, the Lord selectively picked out each one of us through His grace and called us as saved Christians. Then, like Paul, while we can wash our hair and face with our own hands, while we can sit down, stand up, and walk, while we can fall asleep and turn our bodies as we wish, shouldn't we live as people with calling, testify Jesus is Christ through our lives? That is the only way to save ourselves eternally and renew the world of history of three states where our descendants will live. The most foolish person is the one who repents his life on the day he breathed his last breath. No matter how much he repents, he no longer has the opportunity to live. Therefore, a wise person will prepare for such day and live every day as a witness of gospel that Jesus is the Christ. To each of us, such day is approaching every second, even in this hour. Let us pray. We thank you for calling us as saved Christians in this world where the history of three states of man's greed, ambition, and desire endlessly repeats. While our hands are moving, we can sit down, stand up, and walk and turn our bodies freely in bed. Help us live like Paul, like people with calling who testify that Jesus is Christ through our lives, so that wherever we stand, may the history of three states with the feigned ending of death be completed, and the book of Acts, which saved the world, starts. Therefore, help the day we take our last breath become the festive day of eternal victory in the Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.